4 months ago, it looked like any reference to housing development in Malekahana was off the table. But now it's showing up in a bill by Honolulu City Council Chairman Ernie Martin. It's part of the revised Ko'olaloa Sustainable Communities Plan. Earlier this morning, I talked with Councilman Ikaika Anderson, who has opposed housing development in Malekahana. I asked him if the reintroduction of housing development in the area came as a surprise.
No, I'm not surprised, because Bill 47 from 2013 has expired. It's reached the end of its two-year life cycle. And Council Chair Ernie Martin, so that the bill could continue moving along, the measure could continue moving along, simply reintroduced what was already in front of the council.
So there was no way of being able to amend it because, of course, that would make it something new.
Correct. There was no way to amend the existing bill because officially the bill had not been amended by the council, only by committee.
So at this point, where he has said that this is strictly procedural, do you believe Ernie Martin?
Absolutely. Ernie is absolutely correct in that his reintroduction of the Ko'olaloa Sustainable Communities Plan is purely procedural. And the chairman is aware of my intent to amend Bill 53 to match the amendments that I made to Bill 47, removing the Malekahana development from the proposed plan.
And that would be the only way that you would ever go along with it, is that if Malekahana were not on the table?
I wouldn't be able to support the bill if that amendment were not made.
At this point, though, the fact that it's still in there, that seems to give some hope to those who would like to see housing go into Malekahana. What would you want to tell them?
If they want to see that as a possibility that the housing proposal may be part of the plan, okay. I certainly have not removed my opposition. And unless a majority of the members of the Zoning and Planning Committee have removed theirs, I don't see how that housing plan could go forward.
Keeping it in the context of what the community wants, as you talk to the folks out there and looking at organizations, including Defend Oahu Coalition and just the residents that you talk to, Malekahana for them is an absolute verboten place to put housing, isn't it?
Really, Beth Ann, what I think this boils down to is implementation of the Oahu General Plan. And the Oahu General Plan does not call for urban growth in the Malekahana area. The urban growth boundary simply does not extend into that area. And to put housing there at this point, to me, is just poor public policy.
I'm just trying to see whether or not there's a real understanding of what the community wants and how in touch the council feels that it really is with that community.
I do believe that the council is in touch with what the community wants out there. From what I've heard from most residents in the Ko'olaloa area, and even those in the Ko'olaupoko area, housing in that area, in the Malekahana area, is not something that the community at large desires. But it's also uniform with the Oahu General Plan.
So as we've talked about the Oahu General Plan before and looking at the growth and the way that it's happened out in the area, what do you see happening to be able to meet some of the need? Because we always hear that we need to have more and more affordable housing out there for those who live and work in the area, especially seeing the growth.
Really, what I think the answer to that is going to be adding additional accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, that the City Council is currently working on that will allow for additional living spaces for families to be constructed in existing areas. Additionally, I believe that new housing projects will also meet that need. But I don't think that we can go ahead and implement large-scale additional new housing projects in Malekahana or anywhere else that's not marked for more urban growth just to satisfy a housing need.
Even for a housing need that, say, Brigham Young University says it needs?
In regards to Brigham Young University Hawaii, I'm not at all convinced that the university should be looking at doubling its current enrollment size. Perhaps Brigham Young University Hawaii needs to go back to the drawing board on their existing plan. I don't think they need to expand their existing enrollment by double. That's part of what they're talking about. They should revisit that.
And in revisiting that, what else do you think might have to also be revisited about the general growth of the area? Because all of them seem to piggyback on the growth of the university. The university grows, they're going to need more housing, they're going to need more services, they're going to need more businesses to support everyone. So are you really telling the area, stay small?
I believe what we're telling the university is that they were never really expected to double their enrollment. When they first came into existence, they discussed with the community exactly what services they intended to offer, the enrollment size of the university. Now all of a sudden they're telling the community, well, we need to double our enrollment. I'm not convinced that BYUH needs to do that. And if they do, then they need to make arrangements for that growth and expansion within their own campus and not expect the city council or government in general to move the urban growth boundary to meet their needs. So in short, that's BYUH's private problem. It's not government's problem to address that for them.
So as long as they maintain their same footprint, that's not an issue. It's just simply a matter of moving beyond that that causes a big issue for you.
That's correct. And again, I would tell BYUH, that's your problem. You deal with it. You want to increase your enrollment. You want to increase your size. That's fine. You figure out how to deal with that problem within your campus. If you can't, tough luck, I would say.
Tough luck. Okay. As this bill goes forward, I'm sure we'll be talking to you then, but at what point do you expect the reference to Malekahana to be removed from the procedural activity of simply keeping the bill alive?
Well, I believe what will happen at this point is the bill will go to the full city council for first reading. After that, it will then be referred to committee, likely the zoning and planning committee. And when it comes to committee, that's where I would offer my amendments, similar to the amendments that I offered to Bill 47.
Okay. Councilman Ikaika Anderson, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Aloha.
Ikaika Anderson is Honolulu City Council Member for District 3.